The Irish Independent is reporting today that a group of politicians and grassroots members of the FAI are proposing that the organisation be split in two. The idea is that if a separate body was looking after community and grassroots football, government funding could be restored. Now, separately on Morning Ireland earlier, the Sports Minister Shane Ross said that the FAI needs a total clean out. On the line is the Labour Party leader and TD for Wexford, Brendan Howlan, and I also hope to be joined by Stephen McGuinness, General Secretary of the Football Players Association of Ireland. Good morning. Brendan Howlan, to you first. What do you know about this proposal? I gather it's something that you're broadly supportive of.
It's something I think is a very good idea. I think politicians of all persuasions in Leinster House are shocked at the revelations in relation to the FAI. Soccer, football in this country is one of the most important social outlets for communities, and I think there is a real strong desire in Leinster House that it will continue to be supported by the state as a vital part of our social infrastructure. But sorting out the FAI is going to pose real challenges because sporting bodies are private, non-profit bodies. Their status is recognised by the international bodies. They're separate from what we would normally fund public bodies. And they are subject to the clear lines of independence demanded by UEFA, for example. So I think it won't be easy to, if you like, sort out the difficulties with the FAI. And I think it's a very good idea to separate out the elite, the FAI international, if you like, from the rank and file soccer that goes on in communities up and down every part of this island. And I think the notion that we can separate them out, have a longer term profile of fixing all that is wrong with the FAI, but not in the meantime deprive sport on the ground, soccer players, communities, the volunteers, the thousands of young people and older people who are involved from getting support. So I think it's a very good idea.
But what about the role of government in this? I mean, is the suggestion that effectively the government bankroll all of this?
Well, I think the government has always supported sport. We have major plans in tackling issues like obesity, which is one of the biggest challenges on the health agenda right now. I think most of us who've looked at health funding over the years believe that we haven't actually invested enough in the maintenance of health and the preservation of good health through sport, through ensuring that young people in particular are given alternatives to a sedentary lifestyle. So I think there is a real case for an investment of the order of 10 million euros, which is not a phenomenally high amount of money, in grassroots soccer. It penetrates every community, some of the most deprived as well as the most affluent communities in the country. And I think there is a very good case for a very transparent, grassroots-based funding system that takes the focus away from the elite sport, which will be separate, which can have commercial sponsorship, which can do all that it does. It obviously, and I agree with Shane Ross, it has to be cleaned out. We have to have an accountability for all the failings of the past. But in the interim, I think we can motor on in establishing a separate soccer for all system in this state that could be funded by the state.
Okay, I'll come back to you a little bit more on that, Brendan Howlan, in a few minutes. But I'd like to go now to Stephen McGuinness, General Secretary of the PFAI, the Professional Footballers Association of Ireland. What do you know, Stephen, about this idea? And from what you know, are you in favour of it?
Yeah, I suppose, Sean, when you look at Irish football and where we currently stand, I think any ideas and concepts that can continue to allow the game at both grassroots level and elite level continue, I think has to be discussed and has to be teased out. And obviously, what Brendan has brought up there is something that I think most people in within the soccer community would be in favour of. Once that the grassroots level of the game is continued to be invested in, because at the moment, in the current situation the FAI are in, that looks like in the short or long term that's not going to be possible.
So anything that. Tell me about your own association's view of the FAI generally. I mean, you represent the players. Now, these wouldn't necessarily be the players who represent Ireland internationally.
The players that we represent are the biggest body of full-time employed people within football. So we've over 300 members whose sole occupation is, or in a majority case, their sole occupation is professional sport and professional football. And it is a difficult time. Sean, we were in Rochdale yesterday with 14 out-of-contract professional players hoping to try and find them employment. And it is a really tough industry, professional football, and it's difficult. And obviously the problems that currently are in the FAI doesn't help our professional domestic league. It doesn't help one bit, and it's hugely disappointing, the situation that it's in. But our members would be worried, obviously, for the long-term future of the game. And again, we need a good grassroots level to bring the next Troy Parrott, the next Robbie Keane, then we need that investment in to ensure that we have a stream of players coming.
Stephen, do you get much support from the FAI to, if you like, help you carry out your duties?
I suppose, Sean, we were very lucky that from our own perspective, that we run our business separately to the FAI, and thankfully, on one side, right now, it's lucky that we don't get any funding from the FAI, because our organisation would be in serious trouble. So we run independently of the FAI. We don't receive any funding. So that means from the PFA perspective, we're very lucky that we can run the programmes that we run and continue to run them, because we never took financial support or never offered financial support from the FAI. So right this moment in time, Sean, we're glad that we run our business separately.
Yeah, Brendan Howlin, as a former Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, you're basically giving your support, or you're lending your support to more than trebling the amount of money the government would give to football, soccer in this country. I think before the money was suspended, they were getting something like 2.9 million. Now you want that to, as I say, more than treble up to 10 million euro a year.
Yeah, I think that there's a real case to be made for that. I don't think it's a huge sum of money in the context of the amount of money we spend, for example, on health provision in this country, 17,000 million. And we don't spend enough on maintaining our population in a healthy way. There are real issues, for example, in relation to getting girls involved in sport, and soccer has been internationally a mechanism that attracts young girls in particular into a sporting activity. I think that 10 million euros spent in this way up and down the community in every parish, in every part of our cities and towns would be an extraordinarily positive social gain, but also an extraordinary positive health gain. And certainly in my time in the Department of Public Expenditure, I got an awful lot of proposals that were of an awful lot less merit to spend 10 million than this.
I'm sure you did, but what about parity of esteem? If you want to treble the amount of money made available for soccer, what will you do for hurling and basketball and other sports as well?
Well, I think that there is a case to be made to look at how we treat sport in this country. And I think you have to deal with it on the basis of participation rates, the numbers involved. We do give significant supports to all varieties of sport in this country. Certainly, the National Lotto, in terms of capital grants, have transformed the built infrastructure for many sports clubs up and down the country. But I would always be in favour of looking at increasing and providing additional support, because I think this is an area of activity that has enormous public support. It is transformative in terms of health gain and social gain, because all the things we talk about in terms of the crisis in drugs, the pressure on young people, particularly in parts of our urban centres and in part of our rural centres now, if we can offer sporting alternatives, it is money extremely well invested,
okay,
in my judgment.
Back to you, Stephen McGuinness. I mean, I presume you agree with pretty well everything Brendan Howlin has said. And I mean, are there comparable, or are there other organisations that you feel, if we look at the money going to them, well, then maybe this 10 million could be justified?
Yeah, I couldn't back up Brendan stronger. I think he's 100% right. I think you look at the greyhound industry, over 16 million being invested in the racehorse in the industry. And you look at the amount of people, it's the biggest participated sport in this country is football, both men and women, with hundreds of thousands playing every weekend. And I think it's minuscule what we get from government, and it needs to be better. And Brendan's right. I mean, the benefits from mental health, from obesity, there's a huge array that it will, and I don't think the game has got the funding that it requires. Now, people can question whether funding should be given considering the mess that the game is in, but I think it needs that government funding now to get us out of the mess that we're in. And Brendan's 100% right. And when you look at other industries that don't have the participation numbers that we've got, and people say, well, what does football bring back? The European Championships here, there's major games on in Dublin every weekend. That brings huge amounts of money into the economy. So I think football has been given a raw deal for a long, long time. I think Brendan's 100% right. I think sport in general should be higher up in the manifesto from government.
We'll keep an eye on things. My thanks to you both. Stephen McGuinness, General Secretary of the Professional Footballers Association. My thanks as well to Brendan Howlan, Leader of the Labour Party and former Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform. He mentioned the lotto. We'll talk about that a little later. But coming up, we'll be talking about the price of beef, the future of beef farming and other subjects with Joe Healy of the IFA. That's after this break.